From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea today issued a threat of a preemptive nuclear strike as a joint U.S.-South Korean military exercise got underway. It follows tougher U.N. sanctions on Pyongyang after its most recent nuclear test and missile launch. Troy Stangeron of the Korea Economic Institute tells VOA North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been a more diligent attitude lately.
We've seen a change since Kim Jong-un has come to power. The threats have become more specific and more common.
More than 300,000 South Korean and U.S. troops are engaged in the military exercises around which North Korea often issues threats. Prominent Sudanese politician Hassan al-Turabi was buried Sunday following a funeral attended by thousands. Turabi died Saturday of a heart attack at the age of 84. He once played a major role in the 1989 coup that brought President Omar al-Bashir to power. Former First Lady Nancy Reagan, the steadfast partner of the 40th U.S. President Ronald Reagan, died Sunday. She was 94. As First Lady, she was Mr. Reagan's closest advisor and always sought to protect him from devious people. James Baker was President Reagan's chief of staff and also his Treasury Secretary.
She was tough, but she had to be tough, and I use that term in the very best way. President Reagan was totally guileless. He never met a person he didn't trust or that he didn't like, and that was one of the secrets of his success, his optimism and his enthusiasm.
President Obama and his wife said Nancy Reagan redefined the role of First Lady. This is VOA News. In U.S. politics, the Republican nominating contest for president could be consolidating into a two-man race between businessman Donald Trump and Texas Senator Ted Cruz, eclipsing two other rivals, former Senator Marco Rubio, Florida Senator, and Ohio Governor John Kasich. Democratic Party frontrunner, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, continues toward her party's nomination with a big win Saturday in Louisiana. Her lone challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, won the caucuses in Maine on Sunday. European Union leaders meet with their Turkish counterparts today to discuss efforts to slow the flow of migrants traveling to Europe as thousands remain stranded at the Greece-Macedonia border. The influx of nearly 1 million people arriving by sea in Greece since the beginning of 2015 has European leaders hoping to persuade Turkey to keep migrants from taking the dangerous route and also take back thousands who don't qualify for EU asylum. A leading Turkish newspaper has staunchly opposed the country's president in the past, has printed its first edition since being seized by authorities. Sunday's edition of Zaman led with a pro-government story and a featured photograph of the president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan. There was little coverage of the previous day's unrest in Istanbul by Zaman supporters and anti-government demonstrators. Portland State University political scientist Peter Bechtol tells VOA he is very familiar with Zaman's work.
They pitch or aim at university-educated people. And it is also published in English, where it is called Today's Zaman. I've been assigning it to my students on courses on the Middle East, along with other regional newspapers. So it is very disappointing to see that they would be, seized for any reason. And I was not aware of them ever being radical.
The government crackdown is the latest in a series of actions against opposition media linked to Fethullah Gulen, a Muslim cleric living in exile in the United States, accused of treason by the Ankara government. And an Iranian court has sentenced billionaire Babak Zanjani and two other people to death for corruption involving oil sales. Zanjani is accused of pocketing more than $2 billion while making oil sales on behalf of former President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's government. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.